KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school volleyball around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Denison downing Atlantic 3-1. Denison winning 25-17 in the opening game. Atlantic taking game 2, 25-20. Denison bounced back, though, to win 25-10, 25-14 to take that match. Red Oak beat Creston 3-1. Lewis Central over Clarinda 3 in a row. In Rolling Hills conference volleyball, Exira EHK a 3-game sweep over Iowa Christian Academy, while Peyton Sherdan defeated Cam in 3 straight as well. Also around the area in volleyball last night, Fremont Mills over Griswold 3-0. Bedford defeated Essex 2-0. Bedford also over Riverside in 2 straight. Coon Rapids Baird swept 3 from Ogden. It was Abraham Lincoln over St. Albert 2-1. Abe Lincoln beat Tri-Center 2 in a row. IKM Manning dumping Arweva 3-0. St. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Lennox 3-0. And Villisca 3-1 over Corning in last night's volleyball. Second girls volleyball rankings of the year came out yesterday afternoon in Class 1A. Grundy Center is on top. Among the locals, Stanton is at number 7, while Bedford checks in at number 13. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford is top rated with trainer number 5. St. Albert is in at number 7. Kemper Catholic drops from 3rd to 9th in this week's poll, while IKM Manning is at 14. In Class 3A, Mediapolis is top rated with Clarinda at number 12 and Red Oak 14th. In Class 4A, Bishop Heland Catholic is number 1. Harlan is in at number 2. And in 5A, Iowa City High is the top-ranked squad. Atlantic visits Carroll in the high school football matchup tonight that we'll have for you here on KJAN. Carroll fell to rival Kemper Catholic 27-21 last week, while Atlantic beat Clarinda 48-7 in the openers. Carroll coach Dennis McCartan says Atlantic looks to be a very athletic team.
We knew they had athletes. You know, they got a lot of these kids that, you know, we preach to our kids to go out for track, and their kids do, and we think that they're just fantastic on the edges, you know, with their two big receivers. They gave us fits last year with those guys, and we don't expect them to back off on that at all this year. I think the running game with Dvorak, he's a stud inside there. You know, we saw him last year. He's a tough kid, and so, you know, they can inside out you, you know, with their offense, because they can pound the ball at you, or they can, you know, get some quick strikes on the edges of those big receivers. And then defensively, they just fly to the ball. You know, they're moving around a lot, which kind of creates problems for offenses in terms of, it doesn't, you know, it's a kind of a good news, bad news thing. It's sometimes it doesn't seem like they get set very well on defense, but they're moving around so much that they create confusion.
Atlantic coach Nick Ross is impressed by the Tigers' quarterback. Jarrett White's first start included a pair of early interceptions that went the other way for touchdowns, but Ross expects him to play much better the second time out.
Oh, I'm sure. You can tell watching film what type of athlete and player he's going to be, you know, and you always hear it, the biggest difference or the most improvements from week one to week two, and we're going to expect to see that out of him because, again, watching film, he runs around, he does some nice things, throws a great ball. So I'm sure once he gets some of those jitters behind him and just has a whole game behind him, he's feeling a lot more confident, you know, and a lot more secure back there. So I'm sure he's going to be, you know, a little bit better this week, and that'll make our job tougher as a defense.
Well, you can hear more from Coach Ross on Trojan Preview this afternoon at 4:45. Our football Friday night coverage begins with who's going to win at 6 o'clock tonight. Then our pregame gets underway at 6:30. We've got a whole lot lined up for you in that hour-long pregame. Kickoff is set for 7:30 tonight, and make sure you stick around after the game. KJAN High School Football Scoreboard Show with Brett Hansen follows our broadcast tonight. Well, Class 3A, 4th-ranked Lewis Central will look to go 2-0 tonight with a visit to Class 1A second-ranked St. Albert. As Lewis Central coach Jim Duggan knows St. Albert well, he played for the school and coached the Falcons to state championships in 2006 and 2007.
You know, I look at their roster, and there's a lot of kids on there I don't even know anymore. I never coached any of these kids, never had them. They were all junior high or freshmen at the time, and so it's not as big a game anymore, from that aspect.
Duggan says his connection to St. Albert is a non-factor for his team.
You know, our emphasis this week is we want to be 2-0. We don't care who it is, and we're focused on, just getting better this week.
Pretty good matchup set there tonight. Some other games around the region tonight include Creston at Clarinda. Harlan is at Abraham Lincoln tonight. Glenwood will host Thomas Jefferson. Kemper Catholic is at Denison tonight, also in 11-man football this evening. Red Oak plays at Trainer. Shenandoah is at Riverside. IKM Manning has an important date at Logan Magnolia. Missouri Valley is at West Monona tonight. Tri-Center hosting Underwood. Panorama at home to West Marshall. Bedford will be at home against Mount Air this evening. Guthrie Center also will travel to Ogden for action tonight. Also, Audubon is at AHST. Griswold visits Nottoway Valley this evening. In 8-man football tonight, a lot of district games in the area. In District 6, Adair Casey is at East Union. Also in District 7, it'll be Elkzira EHK at home against Woodbine, while Coon Rapids Bayard will travel to Heartland Christian. Also among the District 8 games tonight, Nishnabotna is at Cam. Essex is at Corning. Stanton at Lennox. Sydney is at Villisca. Those are all district games tonight in 8-man football. In college football, Mike Piatkowski threw two touchdown passes as Drake defeated Grandview 28-8 last night in the season opener. Piatkowski finished with 271 yards passing for the Bulldogs, with the touchdowns going to Nick Rosa and Dan Hohenstein. Drake also scored on Gary Scott's two-yard run, and also a 35-yard return of a blocked punt helped out the effort last night as they beat Grandview pretty handily. Marcus Lattimore ran for two touchdowns and 110 yards, and Connor Shaw ran for 92 yards while playing the second half with an injured shoulder as number 9 South Carolina rallied for a harder-than-expected 17-13 victory against Vanderbilt in the AP Top 25 opener. Shaw hurt his throwing shoulder late in the first half and missed the first two series of the third quarter before he came back. The junior drove the Gamecocks for the go-ahead touchdown and ran 12 yards to the Vandy 1 before rolling in pain in the end zone. Lattimore scored the go-ahead TD in a one-yard run with 11:25. Have left to go. That improves South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier's lifetime record at 23-1 in season openers. Marquise Gray threw two touchdown passes to John Rabe in overtime, and Jordan Wettstein hit a 32-yard field goal in the third extra session to lift Minnesota over UNLV 30-27 in three overtimes last night in the season opener for both teams. Wettstein's field goal was set up by Derek Wells' second interception against redshirt freshman quarterback Nick Sherry. In the second overtime, Sherry threw a 6-yard TD pass to Devontae Davis on fourth down to tie the game at 27-all. Rabe's first overtime score was from 10 yards down the middle to make it 20 apiece. Gray found him wide open from 25 yards out on the first play of the second OT as well, as Gray finished 17 of 30, 269 yards and an interception. Some other college football scores from last night. UConn beat UMass 37-0. Also, it was Tennessee Tech over Hampton 41-31. Ball State beat Eastern Michigan 37-26. Central Michigan over Southeast Missouri 38-27. Eastern Illinois topping Southern Illinois 49-28. Kent State over Towson 41-21. Western Illinois beat Butler 23-15. Also, it was UCLA beating Rice 49-24, Arizona State over Northern Arizona 63-6. It was BYU topping Washington State 30-6, Eastern Washington defeating Idaho 20-3, Utah beat Northern Colorado 41-0. Well, number 12 Wisconsin opens their season at home Saturday against Northern Iowa. All eyes are on Badgers running back Monty Ball, who was attacked and beaten up near campus a month ago, leaving him with a concussion that caused him to miss part of camp. Three men were arrested in connection with that incident this week. Ball scored 39 touchdowns to tie Barry Sanders' NCAA record last season. Northern Iowa was ranked 7th in a preseason FCS coaches poll. The Panthers beat Iowa State in 2007 and nearly beat the Cyclones again last year, losing 20-19 after blowing a late lead. Northern Iowa lost 17-16 at Iowa in 2009 after having a pair of late field goal attempts blocked. The Panthers know what it's like to play on a big stage. They'll have a big one this Saturday afternoon at Wisconsin. Well, backup quarterback Graham Harrell finally came through with the strong preseason performance the Green Bay Packers were looking for, driving the offense for touchdowns on all three of his possessions in a 24-3 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last night. Peyton Hillis had 46 yards on six carries early on as the Chiefs rushed for 247 yards, but could only muster a field goal last night. Another preseason action, Jacksonville beat Atlanta 24-14, Philadelphia over the New York Jets 28-10, St. Louis beat Baltimore 31-17, Detroit over Buffalo 38-32, Pittsburgh edged Carolina 17-16, Indianapolis over Cincinnati 20-16, Houston beat Minnesota 28-24, Tennessee over New Orleans 10-6, Chicago beat Cleveland 28-20, Seattle over Oakland 21-3, San Francisco 35-3 over San Diego, Denver beat Arizona 16-13. Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton left on the Bengals' first series last night with a bruised right arm, but the injury was not deemed to be serious. Dalton was hit by Robert Mathis and others on the Bengals' sixth offensive play. Bruce Gradkowski replaced Dalton. The Buffalo Bills have announced that owner Ralph Wilson has been taken to a hospital listed in good condition. Club spokesman Scott Berchtold was unable to provide further information or where Wilson was hospitalized. The 93-year-old Hall of Famer usually spends his summers at home in suburban Detroit. The NFL moved to try to shut down lawsuits filed by thousands of former players who say they suffered or fear suffering permanent brain injuries from football-related concussions. The NFL is calling the issue a labor dispute that should be resolved not by the courts, but by terms of the collective bargaining agreement. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In baseball, Bryce Harper hit his third home run in two games. Jason Worth homered for the first time since May, and Edwin Jackson struck out 10 last night as the Washington Nationals padded their National League East lead with an 8-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Jaime Garcia allowed six runs for the Cards, whose streak of 28 scoreless innings ended in the eighth last night. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat New York 3-2, Chicago over Milwaukee 12-11, San Francisco downed Houston 8-4, and it was Arizona 2-0 over Los Angeles. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie pitched effectively into the eighth inning, and Alex Gordon homered to lead the Kansas City Royals over the Detroit Tigers 2-1 for a three-game sweep. Prince Fielder had three hits for the slumping Tigers, who are still three games back of first-place Chicago in the AL Central. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Baltimore beating Chicago 5-3, Oakland 12-7 over Cleveland, Seattle got by Minnesota 5-4, Toronto blanked Tampa Bay 2-0, and L.A. beat Boston 5-2. Washington Nationals manager Davey Johnson says Steven Strasburg has probably two or three starts remaining before his ace is shut down for the season. Johnson says he delivered the news to Strasburg on the plane ride home from Wednesday's win over the Miami Marlins. Johnson says he has a pretty firm plan to shut down Strasburg after about 160 innings or so. Strasburg is 15-6 and has thrown 150 in the third innings. His next start is supposed to be Sunday against St. Louis. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Memphis beat Omaha 12-4 yesterday, while Nashville knocked off the Iowa Cubs 6-1. At 5 years old, the Big Ten Network has grown up fast. The network celebrated its birthday yesterday, and it's been giving the Big Ten plenty of reasons to celebrate since its difficult birth in 2007. Commissioner Jim Delaney said the 24-hour network devoted solely to the conference is now available in 90 million homes nationwide, and it's been a major contributor to doubling the league's revenues over the past 5 years from about $150 million per year to around $300 million. Delaney and BTN President Mark Silverman were in New York this week taking a victory lap, the highlight of which was ringing the closing bell at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in Manhattan. And as you visit your local high school football arenas tonight to enjoy some high school football action here in Iowa, think about this. A wealthy Dallas suburb is preparing to christen its new $60 million high school football stadium. It has 18,000 seats, a towering upper deck, and a 38-foot-wide high-definition video screen. Allen High School will have to take down defending state champion South Lake Carroll Friday night if they're to open their new stadium with a win. While other school districts are struggling to retain teachers and keep classroom sizes down, Allen, Texas voters approved a $119 million bond issue that pays for the stadium and some other district facilities. Officials defend the stadium as a community centerpiece. Allen previously had to use rented bleachers and portable toilets at its old stadium. Players say they're excited to run onto a field that compares favorably with many college stadiums. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. Located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.